Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. It's time for Krusty's Corner. I just retweeted at G-Bag Nation on Twitter. The Pacers have this filter they do on their video with their Jumbotron where they make fans of the visiting team cry. They put on crying face, you know, on Snapchat with those filters.
Yes.
So they got these Lakers fans who are like hitting their friends and pointing up at the screen to be like, dude, look, I'm up on the screen. And they put this face over them that makes it look like they're crying, like they're having the worst time watching their team get their ass kicked.
That is great, dude.
That's great. At G-Bag Nation, you can follow us all when you get there. Time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement.
I was laughing the whole break.
Really good, dude. Here's Krusty.
Thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate that. And thank you to Reliant as well. Just a reminder, too, after our show today, yeah, we got Rangers baseball, but Eric and I recorded a Love of the Star podcast. So
did we ever.
If you're out and about, ages. If you're working out or just want to give it a listen, we'd sure appreciate that. It's on the Odyssey app there on 105.3 The Fan.
Or wherever you get your podcast.
Or wherever you get your podcast, you know. Eric, you take that show pretty long as a host.
Did I overdo it? I overdid it today. There was a lot of talking points today.
You went about 10 minutes too long.
When my wife said the same thing when I walked out of there, wow, it was a long one. I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry. Because you have the mailbag. You know, you want to get to every question.
Yeah, no, you're a man of the people. There's no doubt about that.
I want to make sure I get their questions
you
off.
You want to get all the questions taken care of. So
Your analysis is always very thorough.
Appreciate that.
We got questions for CY coming to 420.
420. I like that. All right, we got a little bit of, this is from Matt Bowen, who used to play in the league. He does this every year, and he takes the top 20 prospects in this draft, and he kind of puts them as a team fit, is what he does. So this is behind the paywall, as they say. Right,
very nice
behind the paywall thing.
That's right,
premium content.
So I'm helping you out here.
ESPN Plus.
Yeah, I'm helping you out. I think a lot of people. You think a lot of people do the ESPN Plus, right? Don't you?
I think so.
I think we'd be surprised at how few actually do.
I really? Do it mostly for college sports, but other than that, not really.
Not at all. Okay, well,
I don't. I Google if they got a headline because usually somebody like blogs about it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, somebody will aggregate it.
Okay. Well, Matt Bowen did his 20 best fits, and I want to just kind of go through some of the guys that he had, and there's a couple of Dallas Cowboys names in here as well. But he starts off with Shedeur Sanders going to the Browns with the second overall pick. We talked about that, right, ourselves?
Yeah, that's all good.
That's all good right there. He's talking about Travis Hunter going to the Jaguars with the fifth overall pick.
Patriots punt on Travis Hunter?
Okay, this is the thing about Travis Hunter, and I wanted to ask you guys this question. I'm coming to the realization as I'm working through this draft that Travis Hunter is going to be a better wide receiver than he will be a cornerback.
What's making you think that?
I think there's times when you watch him play, I think he could be a good corner.
Mm-hmm.
And you watch him play, even you watch him play the position, his technique is not that great. His ability, his quickness, his explosiveness is what bails him out. And it also bails him out as a receiver because he is not a great route runner as a receiver. I was watching the Nebraska game, and they had some issues up front. They had some real issues. They could not block Nebraska's front.
Yeah.
So Shedeur Sanders was, I mean, he was, every drop back was a scramble mode. You know, he was getting hit numerous times. I'm watching Hunter run routes, and it's kind of something that he does. He's not the most precise guy. He's not the hit it at 10 and break, or hit it at 12, do the out, or plant off that foot and go. He plays this game on feel. He really, really does. He is one of these guys that even when he plays, like in the secondary, when he plays corner, he plays feel of the route. He's able to have that, and it's not about like pedal, brake, you know, jam. He's just
not a technician.
Not at all. And not at all as a receiver. I mean, you're going to get some very, very loose routes with him.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get some really loose play with him at cornerback. I think I could live with the loose play at wide receiver more than I could at corner.
Yeah, I mean, when I look at the metrics at him as a wide receiver, like 92nd percentile.
I had to bring that up because of the name.
His success rates as a receiver are pretty out of this world. 92nd percentile success rate versus man, 97th percentile versus zone, 97th percentile versus press. He's got the rear catch ability, and he's always able to make defenders miss. Like, he gets the ball in his hands, and then he's able to dodge guys and get great yak.
The problem is when they play somebody that can't get the ball to him, when his quarterback starts to get pressured and beat up, it's tough. That Nebraska game was tough on him, and it was tough on Sanders as well. They just had no – I mean, it was 28-0 before they knew it. They had a pick six in that game. It was kind of bad. I'd still trade up for this
with
guy.
With you not being sold like on him as a corner or a receiver or a technician.
I'm more sold on him as a receiver than I am a corner.
Should he be a top five pick? Would he in a lot of drafts?
We had a question today on Love of the Star. And Eric asked me, and I don't know the gentleman's name, but he asked me if I could ask a question to the Cowboys right now about their board.
Mm-hmm.
Where do they have Hunter? Where are they playing him? And is he the best corner on their board, or is he the best receiver on their board? Or is he both? I wonder how many other teams are wondering the same thing about this guy. Trust me, I love the player. I really do. I'm just telling you, you're getting a guy that's got God-given talent, a lot of it, that plays a lot of his game on feel.
I wonder how much better he can be with great coaching and getting more of an understanding on how to run precise routes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If he focuses on just being a receiver, or maybe he just focuses on being a corner.
Yes.
That then all of a sudden it turns into, you've got the floor and the ceiling. You've got the ultimate ceiling for a player. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right now, he is as rare as they are, but I think if he focused on one thing, that would make such a difference for him. Because I wonder if teams don't have him as the best receiver. Or don't have him as the best corner on the board.
I bet most teams have him as a better receiver than corner. That seems to be most of what the analysts are saying about him. Solid corner, but as a receiver, that he's going to be a game breaker.
And
how much better can he be at receiver if he is just a full-time receiver?
And he does it, and his routes are just there.
Yeah. How's his hands?
Oh, that's elite. That's the thing. Yeah. He'll catch, and what he'll do is he knows how to find space. When things start breaking down, he knows how to run away from trouble or get to where his quarterback can find him. And he'll make some of the wildest catches you'll ever see.
Does he need like a quarterback in an offense that's suited for him, that's set up for him?
I think he just needs somebody to say, listen, when you're running this route, and because they're already scared of him, his ability to take the vertical routes and stuff like that. You can watch that, but he just doesn't have that nuance to it. You know, there's some route runners in this draft. He's not one of them. But, man, he's one of the most explosive players in the draft. But I wonder, like I say, I wonder if somebody gets him and says, listen, when you run this route, you're going to sell it, you're going to pivot, you're going to plant, you're going to – because I don't think he does any of that. I don't think he does any of that.
Okay, so what are the chances this is the next Tavon Austin?
Austin was different because Austin was a much smaller guy.
By height?
By height.
Yeah.
And I think when you look at Hunter, to me, can play downfield. I don't think Austin can play downfield. I think there was a kind of a gadgety element
to Austin.
Web
back.
You look at him and you would, the first round he was picking the first, you look at the game against Texas, he crushes Texas in this game. But everything is kind of underneath, you know, just screens, handing the ball, stuff like that. I think Travis Hunter can run. I think his routes can take him down the field. I think he could even be better because he'll learn. But will he learn playing two positions? Will you get the absolute maximum out of him if he's playing two positions?
Well,
that's the question I have.
I mean, even if you're playing two positions, if you want to play football and you love it and you're with Deion Sanders, and he's bringing in pro coaches, you should be more developed with your technique, shouldn't you? You shouldn't be relying after playing 4 years of college on athleticism and feel.
Oh, he's...
When you can dominate it with just that, though, the production was still there. It's not like, hey, this is a great athlete and we're trying to project production. The production is clearly there.
Production is there, but now
it's almost just like, man, if we could refine some of this stuff, how much better could it even be?
Yeah, but the way he goes about it, you know, the way that he goes about it is just, it's God-given talent.
Right.
The way he plays. And I just wonder, I just in my heart wonder if I could just make him one player, if I can either make him a corner or make him a wide receiver, I think I could have a great player, I worry about him. Like I said, I worry about him playing two positions and not getting the maximum out of that. Okay, I know I promised you this thing, and here I got into Travis Hunter talk. I'm sorry about that. But, okay, I want to tell you, they've got a player here with and Matt mentions with the Cowboys. And so he's got a couple of running backs to other teams. He's got Amario Hampton going to the Steelers at 21. No, that's kind of a fit for him. He's saying for the Steelers. He's got Caleb Johnson going to the Bears in the second round. They think he's going to go pick between pick 39 and 41. I personally have Johnson over Hampton myself. Man, that would be, I would hate that if I'm holding on Caleb Johnson, running back from Iowa at 44, and he goes
at 40.
Yeah, 41.
Ouch.
That would hurt. Especially, then I would lose all my backs right there. So, but they have, what he does have is he has Travion Henderson to the Cowboys at pick 44.
Buckeye runner, speedster.
Yeah. And he said the Cowboys sign Javonte Williams in free agency, but Henderson would split touches with him. I think that's false. I think that Henderson would be the featured guy there. The Cowboys need help. They have a league low 6 rushing touchdowns last season, averages 4 yards a carry, tied for 27th. Henderson is a slasher in the run game with big play ability once he gets through the second level, but Henderson would bring a dynamic element to the Dallas offense with his receiving skills, too. I totally agree with that. He can operate as a receiver out of the backfield or split out wide to create mismatch advantages. He caught 77 passes during his time at Ohio State, and he will see an expanded route tree as a pro, including third down reps, thanks to his refined pass blocking skills. I wouldn't take this guy off the field. If it was me, if I drafted him, I think he can be your feature guy. I think he catches the ball super. I agree with Matt on that. And I think he pass blocks very, very well. So the guy that might be odd man out is our Carolina guy. That might be. I would keep Williams around and maybe move on from
Miles Sanders.
Miles Sanders is what I would do.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. More on what Stephen Jones had to say today, including Dak's health for off-season workouts. We'll get a hodgepodge in as well. And then CY is going to join you coming up at 4:20 on your ride home here in the nation.